it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to PT. It's Towson. PT, thanks for holding. It's Turning Up Tuesday. We're rocking here on the Fan.
Hey, Bob. There's nothing wrong with a flask down your shorts. You know who doesn't
wearing
drink,
one
Bob?
Now.
The Middle East. That's who doesn't drink, the Middle East. But listen, I want to apologize for the Florida pick last week.
DJ, oh, I did not take that advice, by the way.
Thank God. That's why you're a smart man.
I screw up my own picks. I don't need you screwing me up anymore.
You don't know how right you are. Yeah. But that said, Langway, 5 picks. It's 7 leads all of college football, but that's a story for another day. But I look at the Ravens, guys like Hamilton, Starks, Roquan, they don't have to be coached up. But a guy like Simpson, man, he had 4 sacks as a freshman at Clemson, 6 sacks as a sophomore at Clemson. And as Nolan kind of tipped me on the line, you know, before I got on, he's like, yeah, it might be a position for him. He might be rushing the passer a little bit with Van Ooy out. And I'm a Simpson guy, man. I think you assign him to the right, you know, tell him exactly, like, just rush the end, dog. Just do your thing. Because the kid's super talented. And when you look like a guy like Adofe, you know, at Penn State, had 0 sacks, you know, his junior year before we drafted him. And it did take him 4 years to get beyond the 5 sack mark. I mean, maybe Simpson's just going to take a long time to develop.
PT, I just don't see that he has a lot of instincts. I mean, to me, you know, it showed on that punt coverage.
But
you know,
to get to the quarterback of PT,
they asked Harbs about that too. You know, and Harbs is like, you know, he can't play defensive end. You know, he's not body size. He can't handle that. You know, Sam linebacker like Van Ooy kind of plays, you know, possibly. It didn't seem like that was like a real, because I don't think, you know, at Clemson, you know, when you get those kind of sacks and you're athletic and you can run, you know, you can just use your speed. You know, now you got to have some moves and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, Mike Green led the country in sacks last year, and he's kind of struggling right now.
Right. I just hope they coach a guy like that up. And nobody knows better than you, Vinny. But if you look at all the numbers, you know, the jump test, the 40 time, man, Trenton Simpson is on the short list of guys with that 4.4, but yet he's super strong. You just have to, you know, coach him up. And then, like we talked about earlier, specifically tell him, man, blitz this gap. This is your job. This is what you're going to do. And just, you know, like you're talking with Green, like, man, don't think so much. Just go ahead and do it. Hit that gap.
PT, thank you for the call. So PT advocating for Trent Simpson, like he assured us for months that the Orioles were going to make the playoffs this year.
I mean, Bob, people never believed me about Brandon Stevens that he couldn't play the ball. I said that all the ones that I've kind of screwed up upon has been the old linemen, because eventually, after 3 or 4 years, they end up playing.
Right.
You know, but
all right. Okay. To play the game with PT, for Simpson in particular, they've gone through 2 coordinators.
Yep.
There have been a linebacker coach changes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to that? No. And I'm assuming he's been coached up, I guess is my point.
Well,
even though there have been a lot of mouths in those ears.
All right,
here.
Bob, let's go back to last year. He was the starter. They were bragging on him. And the defense was getting housed constantly. Communication sucked. All right, and they say, okay, we'll make some changes. Peace comes in. They make 2. They get rid of Marcus Williams and basically get rid of Simpson. You know, and then things are good. All right, now they blame it on the linebacker coach. You know, they fired him. Bring in a new linebacker coach. Simpson, you know, got bigger, got stronger, blah, blah, you know, all that. Starter. All right, new linebacker coach. Plays week 1. Week 2, plays 15 snaps.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it kind of tells you. I mean, we've been through two linebacker coaches, you know, and this one kind of got it right away that he can't, he doesn't have the natural instincts, and that's the problem. He is a day late and a dollar short all the time. He can't read it. You know, whereas Roquan has unbelievable instincts, and Buchanan's got good instincts too. But Simpson, he sees, he registers, and then he reacts. Whereas, you know, like Roquan sees it and reacts. You know, so it just he's not gonna get it.
And even in week one, he was pretty much in a timeshare anyway.
Yeah.
With Teddy Buchanan. So PT, not looking promising, but PT, I guess, wants Trenton to just do the old Bill Cowher to Greg Lloyd. Sack the quarterback. Well, that was Greg Lloyd's chosen occupation, to sack the quarterback, which he did well.
Remember we had Tim Williams,
Alabama, yep.
Same thing. And training camp, one-on-one.
He looked like Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, he did. And then, you know, they had him drop into coverage. And, you know, then the game started where you had to play 11-on-11. He's like, whoa.
He and unfortunately for Tim Williams, he's been out of the league for some time.
I mean, it just, you know, FBI is important. Football smarts, any sport, you know, baseball smarts. You know, you got instincts in the – positional instincts, you know, and he doesn't have it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.